Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Nothing like a little rush to take you back into the second hour of the Mark Reardon Show on a Tuesday afternoon. Appreciate Dave Klein, Geddy Lee, and the boys. You know, we talked about Jussie Smollett yesterday. We have a few stories here before Sue's news. I had no idea that this had happened. Did you guys hear about the trial run?
No. Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, this is awesome. Again, going back to our questions from yesterday, why is this even a trial? Okay. So, in opening statements yesterday by the prosecution, we learned that Jussie Smollett did a trial run with the Alessandro brothers. And here's the quotes. They actually have it on video. They have a camera of him driving around the block the week before this happened.
Oh, my God.
Doing the trial run. We did not know that until yesterday. So, it says, here's the testimony.
What is he thinking?
I want you to attack me, but when you hit me, I want you to kind of pull your punches a bit because I don't want you to get seriously hurt. Webb said, Smollett told the brothers. Smollett also instructed them to put a rope around his neck to make it look more like a lynching, like a hate crime. The three men went on a, quote, dry run before the attack, part of which was captured on surveillance camera. Smollett's Mercedes can be seen circling Streeterville intersection, showing the brothers that area where he wanted the attack to occur. So what?
Wait a minute.
Then his attorneys go up there and say, he's the victim of a crime. You either are going to have the dumbest jury in history or they're going to come back in about 3 minutes and say guilty on all charges here.
Wait, so you're saying the prosecution just presented that yesterday?
Yes.
Well, this is over. What? Did they not have to give that up in discovery? So you're right.
They would have had to have.
Why is this a trial?
No,
you're absolutely right.
The defense knows this. I mean,
what are you going to say to that?
No idea. The only thing I can think is that these defense attorneys are thinking, you know what? Why don't we take the case? We're going to make some
money
off
money.
This. Yeah. Who cares? Take the money and run.
I'm surprised it's just now coming to light,
right?
Actually.
Well, that's what I mean. That part was very, very interesting. Dr. Oz is running for the United States Senate in Pennsylvania. Did you know that?
I did not.
He announced today he's in.
COVID has shown us that our system is broken. We lost too many lives, too many jobs, and too many opportunities because Washington got it wrong. They took away our freedom without making us safer.
Okay,
and tried to kill our
spirit. You know what's interesting to me about this? Listen.
As a heart surgeon, I know how precious
life is. Maybe I don't watch Dr. Oz as much, but for a guy who's on TV all the time, he sounds like he's reading there.
Yes, he did.
He's got me with the sappy violin music. If I'm a Pennsylvania voter,
yeah,
that worked for you.
It's understandable, Dave. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we've all driven through the state of Illinois. Maybe Dave hasn't as much, but when there were toll machines, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where you toss the coins in. I mean, yeah. this was a constant point of aggravation for me. There's the word.
Yeah.
When I lived in Milwaukee for many years, because my mom and dad lived in the north suburbs of Chicago, so we would go down from, Milwaukee through Kenosha. We've talked a lot about Kenosha, across the line. And then you'd get to right by which used to be called Great America, Six Flags there. And there was the, I think it was the Deer something. There was a big toll plaza there. And typically, if you're coming through on a weekend, you have long delays. So they did different types of machines a couple of years ago. And I want to read this. This is from the Daily Herald, which is a suburban Chicago newspaper. In roughly, this is so representative of Illinois. I got to share this with Annie if she hasn't seen it yet, because this is typical Illinois. In roughly 4 years, a fleet of over 100 automatic payment machines along the Illinois Tollway has sunk from essential tools to expensive white elephants. The machines, now these aren't the things that you put the coins into. All right, those were outdated a while ago. They ripped those out. These were different, and I'll explain here in a second. The machine's short but eventful lifetime spanned two different tollway administrations under Bruce Rauner and J.B. Pritzker. Their price tag, more than $20 million, split between purchase and maintenance costs. Back in early 2017, the tollway board, Rauner was governor, decided to replace its aging coin buckets with more technologically advanced automatic toll payment machines that will provide more payment options and better service. That's what they said at the time. They said they will cost less than $100,000 each and will offer more payment options. So they spent the money, they installed the machines, and then COVID hits. And they halt everything, all the electronic tolling. They deactivated the ATPMs to prevent the spread of the virus. The funny thing about that is not one single person on the planet got this thing from touching a toll booth machine or anything like that. There was no surface, but we lied to people for a long time, making people scared to death that they were getting it from surfaces. There's still, I see people still with the hand sanitizer and everything. You're okay, all right? Keep yourself clean and everything. I recommend washing your hands after you go to the bathroom and all that, but you don't have to put hand sanitizer on every 5 minutes anymore. Okay, we're past that. So the electronic transactions became permanent in February of this year, but they were starting to remove the machines. The bottom line in this story is that you have all these machines, the majority of which, there were 119 units. They sold five. That would be what with the new math? 114 gathering dust right now. They basically wasted millions and millions.
Jeez.
And they did collect $19.7 million over their lifetimes, but they cost $20 million, and all that money is supposed to go to the terrible roads in Illinois. So. But doesn't that just sort of...
Yeah, it's Illinois in a nutshell.
Exactly. I think it definitely is Illinois in a nutshell. Let's do this afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Yeah. Has anybody watched the new Beatles on a documentary?
No, I want to.
I really want to see it. Fred, nothing?
I haven't either, but I want to.
Mark, you are most...
Yeah, I've watched a little bit of it, but I really want to... You know, my wife's in Springfield tonight on business, and this might be the night that
you're
dig in.
You're going to dig in?
Because I just want to sit there without the phone and really pay attention.
Isn't it 6 hours?
Yeah, it's long.
I was going to say,
God.
Is it 3 episodes, 2 hours each type of deal? Yeah.
I think I started watching the first one because they sent them to me early and I didn't have time to watch them. So I watched about a half an hour of episode one, but that's as long as I've gotten into it. It's really good. Now, some of it, you have to have patience because you get to see, and this is fascinating. It'd be fascinating with most bands, but you get to see the creative process of how they're developing these songs. So it's lengthy in some cases. You know, you're watching this happen develop in real time. So you have to have a little patience for that.
I've heard it looks really... I've heard people say that it looks like it was made in 2021. Like, it looks like the Beatles were around today. Like, it's just the way the picture looks.
The video's fantastic.
That's what I've heard.
Who shot it, Mark? Like,
I don't know all the details.
I wonder, you know, it's just archival footage, but I just wonder who, at the time, had the sense to shoot it.
Well, you know, I was mentioning this earlier. Our friend Tim Summer, who was former music executive, and I want to look into this a little bit because he posted something on Facebook today about how, hang on, I don't want to misrepresent it, but there's someone that's featured, Mal Evans, who was a longtime roadie for the Beatles, and he said, just a reminder, no Beatle came to Mal Evans' funeral. The Beatles, Apple, had no pension plan, and George Harrison gave them family after his death.
Gave them family?
I'm sorry. Gave Evans' family any money after his tragic death.
Gotcha.
Sorry about that.
I'm with you.
So I want to find out a little bit more about that, too.
That'd be interesting. Has anybody else watched Only Murders in the Building? Oh my gosh, it's so good.
No, never heard of that
you
one.
You guys, it's great.
The funny one, right?
That's it's on Hulu. Wait, wait.
Oh,
it's okay. Steve Martin yeah. and even
oh,
Nathan
yes.
Lane.
I keep forgetting
oh,
the
you guys.
Martin
I could,
Short?
Yes. Thank you to people have been telling me to watch it, and I finally did. It was Jimmy on Twitter sent me a message and said I would like it. It is awesome. I could barely leave my house
Hulu?
To get here today because it's so good. And Hulu, Fred, this will appeal to the those of us who are thrifty. Hulu was 99 cents a month just the other day. I don't know. Maybe it will go away tomorrow, but they had a deal for a year.
You know, I think we have Hulu.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, try it. It's awesome. Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun. Okay, I went for...
Just quickly on the yeah. topic of fun, just because I know at least a couple of us in the room are big fans, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel announced
Ooh.
Season 4 for February. So did you guys
oh,
see that?
Oh, that's cool.
Did you watch that, Sue?
I don't. Well, I've seen a little bit of it, but I never got into it
Fantastic.
Hardcore.
Fantastic.
All right.
Really,
maybe
really
I'll try
strong
again.
Show. Let's see. The season 4 trailer came out today. I was going to try to tell people. It's late February when it's going to come out. So.
By the way, Only Murders in the Building has been renewed for a second season, so catch up now. You're going to love it.
February 18th for Maisel. Go
February
ahead.
February 18th. Yep. Gotcha. All right. Scientists have created a camera that is the size of a coarse grain of salt. Yep. Researchers at Princeton and the University of Washington developed the ultra-compact camera with a technology called MetaSurface. I'm already tired of Meta, and I know it's just going to get worse. In the past, the issue with these type of tiny cameras is that they could only take fuzzy pictures, and these new ones take crisp images similar to those with a lens, much larger in volume. And MetaSurface can be produced like a computer chip, and it replaces the curved glass of traditional camera lenses. Now, this is supposed to help in, like, tiny robots and that sort of thing, but...
Doesn't kind of creep you out a little
a
bit?
A little bit!
Right.
You could put... I mean, if you ever could get your hands on one, you could hide that thing anywhere.
Wait, you couldn't see it, even.
Well, that's true. I'm not sure how you could do anything with it. And this, I had to talk about. A friend of mine and I were having a conversation about this yesterday. Now, she has been hiring people. She works at a local company. And she said there is a couple of new twists to hiring during the pandemic. She now will interview someone for a job, but she will have a crew of four with her. Because just a couple of days ago, she had a person dial in, an interviewee, two numbers. And they couldn't tell whether, like, the person on Zoom was in a dark space and they couldn't tell whether that person was actually talking or someone was talking from another number.
What?
Wow.
That's right. So if I were going for some sort of job that Fred was an expert at, I could just show up and you couldn't see me talk. I've got a dark shot.
So
and I would have him be interviewed. Yeah.
But why four people?
Well,
that
that's
gonna...
because when she hung up, she said, okay, did anybody else find that weird? Did you think we were talking to the person we were seeing? And two of the people out of three said, nope, I don't think it was. Isn't that
That's
nuts?
Really bizarre.
So we Well, it's just more of an advanced way of lying about your resume, right? You just
well,
take
yeah.
it to a new level.
You get the job, and then since everybody is remote, they don't ever see you. And it takes them about 3 or 4 months to realize that maybe you aren't actually doing anything. And then they find out. But in the meantime, you're making a really nice salary for probably 3, 4, up to 6 months. It's crazy. Now, she said they've also had a situation where one person got hired. Okay, let's just randomly say hired for $100,000 a year and then subcontracted out his job for 30 to other people. And didn't
I
do
I love
anything.
That idea. Well, that's just
yes.
good old-fashioned American ingenuity.
Right, so
you
he
can't
was
criticize
making,
that.
Oh, I guess it depends on what
money.
The job is.
It
you
does.
Do that.
And eventually...
That's brilliant. I'm very jealous.
It is. Eventually, they figured that one out by him not being ever on, you know, on Zoom calls himself. He was just like, where's Fred? Oh, well, we never see him. Well, he subcontracted the work. So it's just interesting what they're dealing with in COVID. I wanted to talk. Can we run that Tiger Woods again? Because
sure.
Tiger Woods revealed in an interview with Golf Digest that he'll never play golf full time again.
As far as playing at the tour level, I don't know when that's going to happen. I'm able to participate in the sport of golf. Now, to what level, I do not know that. And, you know, I'll keep you abreast of all of you guys abreast as progress continues to go on. Whether or not I'll be out here and and at what level and when. To see some of my shots fall out of the sky a lot shorter than they used to is a little eye-opening. But at least I'm able to do it again. That's something that for a while there it didn't look like I was going to.
Even though it seems like it was 10 years ago that he had that accident, it was just February.
I Googled it this morning.
Right?
Because I didn't really have it clear in my mind how long ago it was. It's very difficult the last couple of years to remember things just because of our lost year, too.
It really is bizarre. And they think that he hit, instead of the brake, accidentally hit the gas and ran into a tree, and it's his leg that they're working on. By the way, in golf news, Lee Elder, the first African-American to compete in the Masters, passed away yesterday. He was 87. And I do have a list of 10 things universally hated by everyone.
Really?
Number one.
Peeps.
Should be on there.
Number one, loud chewing.
Oh, I would agree with that. For sure. I definitely agree
Number
with that.
Number two, slow walkers. Yeah, that annoys me. Number three, group text to too many people.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I had to block so many of those during the pandemic.
Here's the good news.
I can't
you can
do it.
Remove yourselves from those. Do you know how to do that?
No. How? Yeah. Well,
but then everyone sees it.
Yes.
I don't care.
Mark Reardon has left
one.
The group.
Oh, I don't
we have one with a group of friends that is so freaking annoying. And here's what it does for me. I'm trying to play some World Series of Poker on my phone, and it keeps coming through, ding, ding, ding. So I cancel that group text. Seriously, it's like the
yeah,
first
it
thing.
Is. It's annoying.
Hey, what a great morning. And then everyone has to chime in about how great the day.
What do you have for breakfast?
Oh, enjoy your day. Stay off the text string. Good Lord. Those things drive me crazy. And then the only thing worse than that is when your wife's on one of them, and she doesn't turn her phone off, and it just goes ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
you set me off on the group text.
Yeah, no,
Sue,
I get
I'm sorry.
It. I totally get it. Number four of 10 things universally hated by everyone, being told to calm down. 100%.
Yet we still do it to our spouses on a regular basis.
Number five, talking during movies.
Oh, yeah.
Number six, people who clip their toenails in public.
Oh. Who does that?
Nobody I know.
That should not
I'm
be
not
accepted.
Even, I'm not even.
I would say even fingernails nails in public. Some things you got to do in private, right?
Number seven, close talkers. Number eight, drivers who don't use turn signals. Yes, this makes me insane. Thank you. Slow internet is number nine.
And Odyssey St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the last thing of the 10 things universally hated by everyone, couples who argue in front of their friends.
Yeah, I don't think you could find much disagreement
no.
on either. I mean, who's going to come back and say, yeah, I love
that,
when my friends fight in
that's
front
a great
of us,
list.
Right?
That it
is
really is.
List.
That was fairly, it was really accurate. And finally, in Sue's news, today's random fact. Everyone in North Korea named Kim Jong-un had to legally change their name once he took power because it is illegal to have the same name as the supreme leader in North Korea.
I like that. That's a good random fact, and I can see how that would definitely be enforced if you don't change your name, too. Aaron Mate is with us coming up with Real Clear Investigations. We're going to go back into the Trump-Russia collusion and correct some of the the misdeeds by the media. Dan Reardon, a little bit more on Tiger Woods later this afternoon. And then the lockouts coming for Major League Baseball. They may be locked out by Thursday morning. Kevin Wheeler in the 5 o'clock hour. An audio cut of the day sponsored by The Sound Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
St. Louis County Councilman Tim Fitch is going to join us after 5 o'clock because one of the big questions in the aftermath of the NFL suit that was settled last week is how will the money be divided up and who's in charge and how is it spent? I have full confidence, full faith and confidence it's going to go very smoothly. There's going to be no shenanigans, yeah. And we are going to have a very transparent system, and we'll have all this progress in St. Louis because of the millions and millions of dollars that will move forward. Dave, did you see Greg Keller's column today in the Business Journal about that settlement? He's like blowing it up. Greg's going to come on tomorrow and talk about it. I'm going to disagree with him on some.
Blowing it up in what way?
Look, a lot of people, you know this, you've seen this from friends online too. They don't think it's anywhere near what it should have been.
I'm the same way.
Well, they don't buy the whole notion of not going to trial. So look, we'll have a nice conversation about that tomorrow. Let's talk about collusion. Trump and Russia collusion. We heard it for years, and even when we found out the truth recently, we haven't had the amount of corrections in the media that one would anticipate, although I wouldn't anticipate much at all because they want to just kind of move past all this stuff. Aaron Matei is with me from Real Clear Investigations. He's looked into this, is trying to expose a little bit much. Aaron, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk. Great to have you here this afternoon.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
There have been some moderate corrections on some of this from some media outlets, right?
A little bit, but they're trying to focus on the low-hanging fruit, which is the Steele dossier, which is this collection of conspiracy theories funded by the Clinton campaign, alleging things about, you know, videotape of Trump cavorting with prostitutes, a long-running blackmail relationship between Trump and Russia, Michael Cohen going to Prague. And they disavowed that finally after, you know, more than 4 years. But that is low-hanging fruit. They're still hanging on to other elements that are just as ridiculous as the Steele dossier.
I don't even know if this is something that can be answered at this point, but how did this happen? I mean, can you connect the dots on how? Because as you point out in your investigation, you have Axios calling this one of the most egregious journalistic errors in modern history, which, by the way, says a lot because there are a lot of egregious journalistic errors in modern history. The Washington Post has a re-edit, like a dozen stories. They didn't go far enough. But this is a major embarrassment for much of the mainstream media, even though they still have not really come to terms with it. But how in the hell does it happen?
It's a great question. If you think about some of the worst cases of media malpractice in U.S. history, I mean, what comes to mind for me especially is Iraq WMDs. We were told that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. He was working with al-Qaeda. All of that collapsed after the fact. But at least, you know, it was plausible, especially if you weren't super immersed in the issue. I mean, Saddam Hussein was a pretty bad guy. You look at this, though, and what is it? The allegation was that the president of the United States, and whatever you think about him, I wasn't a Trump supporter, The allegation,
by the way,
nor was I.
So
yeah,
but right, yeah. It doesn't. That shouldn't matter in this case. Shouldn't
no, sure.
It shouldn't matter to the Washington Post.
Exactly. Like, what should matter are the facts. And instead of looking at the facts, the narrative that places like the Post and the New York Times, these, you know, once respectable institutions, ran with was that Trump was a compromised Russian asset who was doing Vladimir Putin's bidding, and Vladimir Putin was using blackmail leverage over him. I mean, that was promoted in the Times and the Post, CNN, MSNBC, everywhere. And, you know, look, there are many factors there. First of all, for the Clinton campaign, nobody expected them to lose. And when Trump won, I think that sent shockwaves through the establishment. And part of the reason why he won is he presented himself as being anti-establishment. And for corporate news outlets that identify strongly with the establishment, that was a pretty uncomfortable situation. So instead of looking honestly at the reasons for Trump's victory, I think this Russia thing was a convenient narrative that everything could be blamed on some secret conspiracy with Russia.
Yeah.
And that just, you know, everybody got hooked on that. I mean, it was widespread across the media.
It was a convenient, lazy narrative for sure. So you, and I love what you guys do, Real Clear Investigations, we feature quite a bit of these stories. You send out some questions to the Washington Post, New York Times, some of the other reporters involved. Do you get responses to those?
Well, it's interesting. So for my article, I focused on five examples of just awful Russiagate coverage, and just focusing on reporters who either won the Pulitzer or who wrote articles that won the Pulitzer at the New York Times and Washington Post. So just keeping to the nation's premier journalistic institutions. And what I found is all these articles, by the way, weren't even really linked to the Steele dossier, which is now being discredited. But the point was to show that even without the Steele dossier, the Post and the Times were still pushing misinformation. The Times did not respond. The Post, to their credit, did respond to me. But what they acknowledged was very interesting. Basically, their article that I featured was this claim that Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador had discussed sanctions at length. And then Michael Flynn had lied about that essentially to the public. What I pointed out is that when the transcripts of the Flynn phone calls with the Russian ambassador were released, you know, years after the fact, this story was in early 2017. The transcripts came out in late 2020. These transcripts showed actually that there was almost no discussion of sanctions at all. The only mention of sanctions was in passing. And Flynn only says basically, yeah, yeah. He doesn't even say anything substantive. And what the Post had done is basically conflated the term sanctions with expulsions, which is what Flynn discussed. But the Post had basically written an article making it appear as if sanctions also meant expulsions. And they're two very different things. Sanctions are much more serious. That involves financial penalties. It's worth a lot of money to Russia to have sanctions on it. Whereas expulsions, expelling Russian diplomats, is not as serious a thing and can quickly be reversed. So the Post acknowledged to me that when they said sanctions, they really meant expulsions. And it's good that they're admitting that now, but they didn't make that clear when they wrote the article back in 2017. And it was very consequential because it basically helped lead to Michael Flynn's resignation because he was accused of lying to the public about whether he discussed sanctions or not. So the Post did respond. They acknowledged that they had conflated those two things. The Times, even though they printed articles that were just as egregious, including a claim that Trump aides had been in contact with senior Russian intelligence officials, for which there was no evidence at all. The Times has not retracted that story, and they did not respond to my questions, challenging them on their claims.
So, Aaron, we're left in a situation here. Look, the headline of the story is five Trump-Russia collusion corrections we need from the media now, just for starters. You don't anticipate that we'll get those any further at this point, do you?
I don't, because I think this story is too big to fail. Too many powerful institutions humiliated themselves by going in all in on this narrative and ignoring the facts that were inconvenient. And so now for them to issue corrections, you know, the corrections that they deserve, I think would just be too humiliating. So I think the best that they'll just try to sweep it under the rug. And at best, they'll retract the Steele dossier based stories because the Steele thing is just too patently ridiculous. But everything else, I think they'll try to sweep under the rug.
Well, you know, we're left in this situation where I don't know if I can believe anything anymore. You know, you see all this stuff about the new variant yesterday in the last couple of days. I don't believe anything because I've seen too many examples of Covington Catholic, Brett Kavanaugh, Rittenhouse, Trump-Russia collusion time and time again. These are not just isolated examples of malfeasance and malpractice by journalists. This is a pattern which is not going away. So, and I've mentioned this several times, I never really liked Trump saying the media is the enemy of the people. Well, he's kind of being vindicated here to a certain extent on that, isn't he?
Look, I get it. I'm a member of the media. I like journalism. I take it very seriously. I don't like Trump. I hoped he lost. But yet, it's true. I think that the media continuously proved him right when he talked about the media being untrustworthy. And it's just, that's a reflection of the fact that too many people, unfortunately, put partisan hackery before journalism. That's just what it comes down to. And it's the experience that you talk about of not being able to trust what you hear is unfortunately too common now. And I think the main culprit has been Russiagate, because it was such a dominant thing and so egregiously false in all of its underlying claims. But yes, there are many more examples of that, unfortunately, and it's a problem that's not going away. And that's why, you know, look, I come from independent media, and I've noticed that independent media is thriving now and local media is thriving now, because people are just not trusting anymore what they're getting from these, you know, ancient.
And there is good. Here's where I would have a little bit of confidence, and maybe this will make, I don't know if anyone will feel better, maybe just make me feel better, is there is good independent journalism going on out there. The problem is finding it, you know, and really I've been talking a lot about Barry Weiss and Substack and some of the things going on there, and I appreciate what you're doing, Aaron, here with Real Clear. So thanks for coming on. Keep us posted. Appreciate you visiting with us here in St. Louis.
Thanks for having me.
440. Hey, Tiger Woods had some things to say and swung a golf club. Dan Reardon, no relation, coming up next.
Straight down the middle. It went straight down the middle.
Really? They got Bing Crosby.
I like it.
Started to hook just
well, because we're going to talk about Tiger Woods.
That's when my caddy lost.
I can still, maybe, if my leg gets good enough, maybe click off a tournament here or there. But as far as climbing the mountain, get all the way to the top, I don't think that's a realistic expectation of me. But I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day, never full-time ever again. I don't quite have the same endurance in my right leg yet. I'm still developing that. That's going to just take time and time and time and work and more and work. It's an unfortunate reality, but it's my reality. And I understand it and I accept it.
Our own golf correspondent Dan Reardon is with us this afternoon. Tiger finally had some things to say earlier today, and he's swinging the golf club. You know, we admitted earlier, Dan, I had to Google when did this accident take place, because I had forgotten that it was, you know, when it was exactly. It was earlier this year. That's I'm not going to say a pretty quick recovery. It's been a long time for Tiger, but it was great to see him today, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the occasion for him coming out and doing this is really not that he's, you know, wanting to meet with the public. He's got the Hero Challenge going on. That's an event that he's involved from a management standpoint. So if he was going to make a public appearance, this was the event that he was going to make the public appearance, not as a player, but just to come out in front of the public. And I thought the interview, he was, you know, remarkably frank and honest about things, detailed a lot of what he has gone through in trying to rehabilitate, identified that one of the big motivations for him all the way through this process is that he wants to play golf with his son, Charlie, as Charlie gets older. And that's been a big driving force. You know, I don't know that I would describe Tiger coming off of back surgery as climbing Mount Everest, but Tiger was never shy about his accomplishments. But this will be an equally large challenge, probably bigger than the back, simply because I don't know what his leg will do from a walking standpoint. I always thought that he would be able to come back and swing the club effectively. But when he said he'll pick his moments, everybody assumes that means the majors and a few other choice locations. Unless that leg is really, really strong, he cannot handle the hills at Augusta. There is no way he can walk that golf course for 4 days and expect it to hold up. And even, I'm not talking about this coming year, I'm talking about a year from now.
Well, because realistically, you wouldn't be talking about anything this coming year, I wouldn't think, right?
No, there is some speculation, actually, that on the father-son, that he might go out and go around the golf course with Charlie. But no, they're not talking about him playing anytime soon. And I'm assuming you saw the clip that he released late last week of him hitting iron shots. So he has been out swinging the club and doing those kinds of things. Like I said, it's an interesting story. It's something to be watched. I thought what he had to say was was significant. Although he, you know, he said he's going to pick and choose his tournaments. Tiger's been picking and choosing his tournaments for at least the last 5 years.
Right. You know, I said, I don't know if you agree with me, but I said earlier today, just in listening to his comments, because, you know, you're going through a tough thing here mentally and physically, but I have a feeling, just knowing Tiger Woods as the competitor that we know, just coming to terms with the reality of what he's faced with, not being someone who can go out on the tour regularly, is probably just as difficult as recovering from these injuries, because that had to be a very different climb over Mount Everest to come to terms with that. You can sort of hear it in his voice, Dan.
You know, I guess I'm going to be the skeptic here and say that in this case, I think Tiger is underselling, because if he sets the bar really low and tops it, then it becomes an even greater accomplishment. So I don't think Tiger Woods will ever play in a golf tournament without thinking he can win that tournament. I just think that's who he is. He's not ceremonial. He's not in it. There's no reason for him to play in an event if he doesn't think he has a chance to win it. So when he says, you know, that's never going to be part of me, it's a nice story. It's a very humble approach. It sets, like I said, I just think he set a low bar for himself to top. And I expect, I don't know that he'll win again. I had a bet with somebody that he'll play on tour within 2 years, and I think I'm in good shape in that regard. But he's 45. He's coming off of, about to turn 46 in a few weeks, coming off multiple back surgeries, a lot of things working against him. I just don't believe Tiger would ever play a tournament that he didn't somewhere in his mind
sure.
put together a belief that he could win.
Well, and realize that,
and realize that Tiger's strength is not, just, at this point in time, his length off the tee, or even his accuracy. It comes with his iron play and his ability to erase mistakes. And he won't lose that because of a leg injury.
Is there anything here moving forward? This gets controversial because it's been controversial in the past, but what you said sort of prompted my question here about Augusta, because you have this guy, Casey Martin, this goes back a couple of decades, who won his right to use a golf cart because he had a disease, he had a vascular disease. Is there anything along those lines that could be possible for Tiger Woods or not?
I don't know if you recall, Mark, when this first came up, I said, I think it presents an interesting challenge. If you're going to Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, you say, Jay, Tiger can play in the Players' Championship, but he needs a cart. Okay? The Tour has resisted that all along. They turned down Casey Martin, who, by the way, finally had that leg amputated not too long ago.
Right, I knew that.
But they turned down Casey Martin because it was Casey Martin. Do you turn down Tiger? Do you tell NBC, we can have Tiger, but he's got to be in a cart?
No, no, they wouldn't do that. There's no way. They would say yes.
I hope you're right. The USGA would absolutely refuse, even as commercial as they've gotten. I'm not so sure the Tour wouldn't do that.
Interesting. All right, Dan. Well, thanks for the update. It was great to hear from him today. We'll see what happens moving forward. But, you know, it's interesting because I think he even referred to almost 22 months. And that's when I looked it up, because he's referring sort of to the start of the pandemic, because the last 2 years obviously have been crazy. When he said something about the last 22 months, or it's been 22 months, I thought for a fleeting moment, wow, that accident happened 22 months ago. But I think he was just speaking in terms of COVID and then the accident. And all these things sort of, you know, piling on one another. But we will talk soon. Thank you, Dan Reardon. I appreciate it.
Enjoyed it.
All right, take care. It's 4:54 coming up here on the end of the hour. And I just got this letter that was sent by Mark Harder, who is, of course, a St. Louis County Councilman to Sam Page. They have a meeting tonight. Councilman Fitch is going to join us after the top of the hour to talk a little bit about what's going on with the $780 million settlement from the Rams and the NFL and how that money might be divided up from his perspective. But Mr. Harder, Councilman Harder, sent this letter not only calling for Faisal Khan to resign, but giving some more details about what happened last week with the email. I can't even remember if this was something we talked about because we were off for Thanksgiving. The email referring to the lunatic fringe from Faisal Khan.
No,
so
I think we
did talk about that.
I don't know. I start to get confused.
Well, anyway, we'll ask Chief Fitch about that, because the letter from Mark is fascinating. We'll get into that in the next hour. Also coming up is Kevin Wheeler. You know, we're on the verge of a lockout here in just a day and a half for Major League Baseball.
That's nuts.
On this CBA, the Collective Bargaining Agreement. Kevin will offer his insight 525, plus an audio cut of the day tonight on 97.1 FM Talk.
Straight down the middle, right away.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.